This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
How's it going?
You're waiting for me, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, it's everything is awesome.
Yeah. You had a good week?
Yeah, yeah. So we are coming up on episode 141, I think. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're rocking through them. So is this going to be fun? Because I think it was this particular episode is we thought it would be good to share with you because you were coming off a panel that you just did in Houston. So Joni was a guest speaker on a panel talking about the 2023 real estate market, and it's a really big, large networking event, and so one of the largest that this group does every year. And so, but the theme was, I think, different than I thought. Like, it wasn't like the last couple of years was more about forecasting and
predicting.
And this one was much different. It was more for it, like that's what it was supposed to be about, but kind of the guest speaker and then some of the panelists really took it towards more about
taking action.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the big premise behind it was like, and the guest presenter, shout out to Steve Rosenberg, but the and he better share this.
He's gonna love this.
Yeah. like his head's not big enough as it is, but the and he's a guest of this show, or a guest of the show, and an avid listener is what I hear. But the what he really focused on was, you know, and what he's seen is like you get these people, right, that come to these events year after year, right, and they're still in the same seats
were last year, correct, the year before that,
same situation, same businesses, same being employees, which is nothing wrong with being an employee, but you know, same, right. They haven't changed anything, and I think their goals and their motives are to either start buying real estate or start a business or increase their income, you know, maybe in their professional lives or in their jobs. But and yet they're still in the same predicament year after year after year. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, you know, you get all these panelists, these experts, and the truth of it is they're no different than anybody in that crowd, right? The only difference is that they took action, they bettered themselves, they maybe got educated in a certain space, they got mentorship, they just took action.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter like what season you're in, right? And I think that's the point too, is that, you know, yeah, like we're going into rough times, but that's when you get better, right? Yeah. Like successful people, everybody on that panel, they're going to make money one way or another, whether the recession is coming or not. They're going to make money one way or another because they just get better. They adapt to things, and they take action.
Yeah. And if you really, and we've had the privilege of being around several major speakers that are around the country, and then also some of the masterminds we've been a part of, but you know, all those people will say the same thing. You know, it's no matter who the president is, what the economy is currently doing, what pandemic we're currently in or facing, all of them will say like, yeah, they're not blind to it. Don't get me wrong. They're aware. They come up with strategy and maybe pivot in certain areas, but they're doing something about it to increase their income or maintain their income. And thrive no matter what the market or conditions are. Yes. So, and that's the, I think the biggest point. I think a lot of people are going there thinking like looking for some crystal ball,
some secret sauce,
right? That is going to overnight turn them into a success. And it doesn't happen that way. Mm-hmm. And so, and there was no crystal ball. It's all about just, hey, yes, we're in a recession. Yes. 2023 might not look good for a lot of markets and be a flat market, but it's still a good time to take action and make something happen.
And so, I think that's who's, you're going to set your apart from the others is, I mean, in this, going into this market, it's going to be a market, a business for the pros, right? Mm-hmm. The people that are willing to do those things, you know, I mean, the last couple years, I mean, real estate agents, they just listed a property and it would sell, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like that anymore. Like, you have to get to work. Mm-hmm. You have to put in the work. If you're not going to do that, you're going to be out of business.
Right. And I think as real estate investors too, goes the same for them. You know, they could put any home on the market, whether it was a piece of mm-hmm. junk and or whatever, it would sell. You know, and so you know, we as real estate investors too have to get better, or as builders we have to get better, because you know it's not gonna be the same time. So we have to either do quality renovations, know the trends and what people want right now. And so you really have to get better and efficient at your mm-hmm. business. And so
processes and procedures better be in place. You have to have that, you know, down, because I mean, it that's what's going to set you apart from the rest.
Correct. So, and then you had mentioned too, I think on the panel, one of your things was a client service. Like, so just,
yeah, I think this year is, you know, you're going to have to put more effort into client experience, right? Like touching those clients. And I mean, you know, agents, again, going back to agents, like I think the one thing that we don't think about is that we don't think of ourselves as real estate advisors, right? It's just if somebody wants to buy a home, like that's your real estate agent, you know. No, like there are people out there that need to put their money somewhere. And so it's got to, if that person is you, like you have to be able to advise them on how to do that. So you have to be the expert, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, client experience is going to be huge. You like go back to your clients and, you know, cultivate those relationships. Network. I talk a lot about network because networking is my thing. But I think that's going to be crucial, not just in your market, but also expanding that out to other markets mm-hmm. as well, because they're going to want to diversify their portfolios, and you need to be the one to advise them on how to do that and where to do that.
And just the experience overall, just providing an elevated level of experience that separates you from the masses. Mm-hmm. And so, 100% agree with that. So if they're not an expert yet and they're not a pro, what advice would you give them? Because, you said we're walking into a time where, you know, it's not for the masses. It's for the people that are experienced, the people that know how to deliver the great client experience. So how do you get there, I guess?
You know, I think that for both you and I, we have been always a big believer that having a coach, having a mentor, somebody that can help you. If you want, you want to hang out with successful people, right? Mm-hmm. So get somebody that you can stand behind. I think that, you know, for some, they want to go in this alone, and this is not a market for them to go in alone at. So if you don't have a coach or mentor, I highly recommend that you do get one.
And Joni and I just signed up for a new mastermind today. And so
we're just going to participate. That just goes to say, right? I mean, even at our level, you still do it. You spend thousands and thousands of dollars on coaching and mentoring. Not because, you know, we have an ego and say, we know it all. We don't know it all, mm-hmm. right? But also to be around other people, like-minded people like ourselves.
I agree. And the, so I think for some people, you know, they go to the free events because it's free, and that's a start. Don't get me wrong. That takes time. That takes energy. That takes you driving down there and all that. So that's a start. And
But do something with it.
Correct.
That's
so, the thing. Yeah. So yes. So if that's all you have and you're just scraping by and just, you know, living week to week, then yes, start off with some of the free mm-hmm. events. Some of the, you're still going to get expert coaching. Start off with the podcast, not just ours, but you know,
I listen to
podcasts a ton of, and there's so much value. When I first got started, when we were 19, there was nothing like this. No. Nothing. There was no, the internet was here, but I don't think there wasn't, you know, we weren't doing anything. Yeah. So I had to pay again back then, you know, if you know our story, I took the money my parents had given me to go mm-hmm. to college, and I spent that all on mm-hmm. real estate boot camps and seminars and coaching mentorship program. That's how we got started. So it goes back to those fundamentals. And so, yeah, like if you figure out a way, you know, number one, so if it's attending the free boot camps, attending the free networking with people at those events, mm-hmm. finding out what they're doing, finding how and question them and ask them, most people will share their info. So, and then build upon that. So you get a little bit of education. Now go take some action mm-hmm. with it. Maybe go find your first wholesale deal, or if you're a realtor, go for your first listing. And then don't just take that money and go spend it. reinvest it back into yourself. So, okay, that's, now you made $3,000. Now let's go buy a boot camp where you can get really detailed education and fundamentals or whatever. It doesn't have to be real estate specific. I'm just giving you an example. But the and build upon that and get more educated and put your put it back into self-development. And I think that's the key to
I
all
agree.
Of it.
Yeah.
And that's how we'd get started. So I think you need to invest in yourself right now and invest in your education this year to take you to the next level.
And you have to be, I guess, coachable or teachable, right? Because I think that a lot of times, like, we spend all this money to hire coaches and mentors and we don't agree with them or we think that we're better than them, you know, and then it results in you not taking action because you think you know it all.
Right.
You know, so we've seen that time and time again. It's like, this is not working. Well, you're not giving it enough time. You're not listening to your coach. You're not doing what your coach told you to do. If you just did that, then trust the process.
Correct. 100%. Yeah. And that's, I see it time and time again. The people that actually do something, at least buy something and have the extra money to be able to do it, or they even go to these free networking events and they'll tell them exactly what to do. And it's like, well, I've heard that, but I'm trying this. What makes you think that you're like,
and, this person is successful. You are not. So
it doesn't make any sense. But I mean, yes, you want to follow people that are where you are want to go. Don't listen to the problem is like, they'll take advice for somebody, their buddy that's the same situation as them.
Yeah. That's another pet peeve of mine is like, watch who you take your advice from as well. Like, you know, you do not take your advice from somebody that's never done it before. No. Right. It's not
especially
successful.
We see it all the time. You're laughing because Joni has these calls with owners throughout the week. And it's like, they get advice from all these different people that surround them that don't even own a rental, don't even own a home, most kids, but they're taking advice from them, right? And then they're coming to us to tell us how to manage their property.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, you know, we do this for a living. It's not like this is just a hobby, you know? And it's like, you're telling me how to manage your property and you're taking your advice from some relative.
Your brother. But yeah, absolutely. Watch who you take your advice from.
So, I mean, really, truly follow people that, and be careful because there's the Instagram world of this generation and there's people that rent Lamborghinis and take pictures in front of them and they're not any further than you are. They're just trying to make money off you know, social media and using that. So yes, you know, truly vet the people you're wanting to aspire to be but take advice and execute on it. I think that was, if you really go back to Joni and I's story, and we probably were too naive, didn't know any better. We didn't know whether it was right or wrong or any different, but
we had nothing to lose either.
So we spent all that money on the boot camps and seminars when we were 19 and they told us to do this, so we just went and did it. And we got a mentor that came in and partnered with us and did deals with us. And he would do step by step. Okay, you send this amount of postcards, send it with this language. Boom, we just changed the number, send it, put our name on it, and did it. Yeah. And then he said, okay, well, here's how you run the numbers. Make this offers. Well, we just started making those offers. Then we got one under contract. Now what do we do?
Yeah.
Go put banner, the little flags and the banners, you know, on the sign and all that. So we did all that. Guess what? We got a bunch of calls and it was like, we just didn't, you know, we didn't try to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
And that's what we've done our whole existence is not reinvent the wheel, whether it comes to property management or anything. So, listen to your advisors and coaches and then take massive action behind that and do what they say.
Yeah.
And then it comes to what, to, if you really look at all the weight loss and the weight, because I know a lot of people are trying to lose weight at the beginning of the year, they all pretty much say the exact same thing.
Yeah,
right?
They do. And anything, yeah. And the next point, keeping consistent with it too. I think the consistency piece, man, like if you can just do that, you're going to be a lot further ahead than you ever were. Like just the consistency piece.
Correct. And it, something that I always, and it's hard to understand or see exactly, but like majority of the paths to like success or paths to where you want to get, it's really, really easy, it's just not simple to execute sometimes. And it's not that it's, I say that wrong. It's straightforward and it's very easy, but it's not rocket science, and there's no like get rich quick scheme, or there's no secret sauce like you were saying earlier. It really, all it comes down to is consistency and discipline.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of times people just, they make excuses for why they can't do it. Mm-hmm. Rather than getting it done, like, yeah, it might be the same thing over every day, and they just make excuses for why they can't get it done. Mm-hmm. Right?
It's consistency and discipline. It's like, you know, if you want to lose weight, eat chicken and broccoli mm-hmm. for 4 times a day, and I guarantee you, you'll lose weight, and work out, you know, for an hour. And
it might be rough for,
but that's 10 hard
days,
to do.
12 days, but I'm doing 75 hard right now, which is, you know, 75 days of no drinking and eating healthy, all of that. Yeah, it's rough for the first month, but then it gets easier. Yeah. It's like anything.
It's simple and easy, but it's sometimes hard to execute on it, or just, it's just hard to execute to keep that consist level of discipline mm-hmm. and consistency. And I think that's where people struggle.
Yeah. And I think you also have to be able to say no a lot more. We talked about this before, right? Is like, if you're focused on something, yeah, guys, you're going to have to say no to other things. Mm-hmm. That's just the reality of it. Right.
So, yes. So if you're starting, you might say no to going out with the boys, or sometimes you might say no to things if you're like on 75 hard mm-hmm. and probably get to say no a lot because you're not going to go to an event and go drink, right? Or go, or you might say no because you got to get that second workout mm-hmm. in the end of the day.
Yeah.
So you can't go out for a certain event or certain things. So yeah. It's tough.
It is. And I remember when we first started our business, right? And all of our friends in college were going out, partying, having a good time. And we were focused so heavily on our goals of buying property, you know, we had to say no to those situations, right? Mm-hmm. But today it's like, well, you want to go out, you can go out whenever you want because you're at that level. So delayed gratification.
Absolutely. You got any more words of advice from the other night or any other takeaways?
I say, you know, again, the theme of that was, we're coming into some rough times and you have to be prepared. And I think that the ones that are prepared, the ones that are willing to educate themselves, the ones that are willing to take action are the ones that are going to prosper in 2023.
So what the goal, or what's your next steps? Is it, don't just sit there and be that person that
goes to the free networking events.
That doesn't do anything. Yeah. So please don't listen to this and not do anything with it mm-hmm. and then come listen to more down the road. We want you to listen to, but we want you to take action.
Yes.
And create your own podcast, you know, and share your own journey and your own success that you're having in whatever area that is. So anyway, so take action, you know, find a mentor, get educated, invest in yourself, and then take massive action and be consistent and disciplined.
Yes.
So thank you, everyone. Have a great week, and we'll see you all next week.
See ya, everyone.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talk, talk, talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.